Russia says unilateral sanctions against Iran over its nuclear energy program are counterproductive. Deputy Foreign Minister Igor Morgulov says U.S.-led political pressures on Iran have only complicated the situation. He says Tehran must have the unconditional right to develop its civilian nuclear program in order to reach a long-term solution. Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany, known as the P5 plus one group, are expected to hold a new round of talks in the Kazakh city of Almaty on Friday. EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton, who represents the P5 plus one, has described the latest round of talks as positive. She's called on Iran to respond to the group's new proposals. For more on that story, we're joined by Middle East expert Mr. Kamal Wazni, who's joining us via satellite from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Mr. Wazni, welcome to the program. We are at the advent of another round of talks. Do the prospects of this round appear higher than previous gatherings, in your opinion? And also, Russia has hinted at its own take of a long-term solution, and that's the recognition of Iran's unconditional nuclear rights. Talk to us about that, too.
Yeah, obviously, the Iranians have the right to develop a nuclear capability, civilian nuclear capability. That's within the, according with the NPT, that's been signed by the Iranian, and the Iranian been actually abiding by this law. The fact that United States is resisting every effort for the Iranian to have independent and nuclear civilian technology, this is actually negate the treaty that should respect the country wishes to develop their own resources to actually become efficient in producing energy. The fact the United States is looking after the interest of Israel complicates the situation. Here, the international community meeting and agreeing that every country should have a civilian nuclear technology should allow Iran to proceed, and the Russia are rightly so to support the right of the Iranian to have that initiative carried out. I think the West is playing double standard when it comes to nuclear technology. They have the biggest arsenal and they are the biggest threat, and they use more weapon and more weapon of mass destruction than anybody else. And the United States hold the largest nuclear weapons that is dangerous for the world safety, considering the United States used that nuclear weapon one time against Japan. The issue is not the Iranian civilian technology in terms of nuclear technology. It is the insistence of the United States to deny other country the right to have advancement and development in every aspect of their life, and that's why they impose the sanction against Iran and the economy of Iran and against everything that supposedly Iranian, including media outlet, which the United States actually imposed sanction, including this TV, Press TV, which the United States has nothing to do with the nuclear technology.
Okay, very well.
This is actually a vendetta against the
Thank
Iran
you, Mr. Wazni. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to cut.
Iran.
I'm unfortunately going to have to cut in there. We are running short of time. That was Middle East expert from Beirut, Mr. Kamal Wazni.